Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on January 30 regarding John Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L, the third. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Kendall as described in my report of 12-6-17. But he is now a 36-year-old male who again recounts he was injured at work on 7-22-16, but he was pulling a hand truck upstairs and injured his left groin. But he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a hernia, a left inguinal hernia, that was repaired surgically in October 2016. He also relates undergoing injections to the groin in January of 2021. These provided him with relief for 2 weeks. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph, interestingly, he is injured his lower back at work on 7-2-20. Period. He had surgery on his back in October 2020. Period. New paragraph. Records show he did receive an order approving settlement on 7-22-16. That will be inserted here. Period. Make that 4-11-18. He then applied for review of that award. Period. In paragraph, additional treatment records show on 12-4-20, he was seen by general surgeon Dr. Lynch, L-I-N-C-H. Period. His assessment was history of left inguinal hernia repair with no evidence of recurrent hernia. Period. He did have neuralgia of the left inguinal region for which he was referred to pain management. Period. He noted the petitioner had undergone surgery originally by Dr. Hill with mesh for direct hernia and then lymph node biopsies at the time, which were benign. But since that time, he reported increasing pain recently to 9/10 when he bends over in the shower, comma, or when he lifts, strains, comma, or twists in certain directions. Period. Exam revealed a scar in the left inguinal region. Period. Multiple Valsalva's maneuvers while standing with the physician's finger in the external ring was negative. Period. New paragraph. He then was seen by pain specialist Dr. Josephson beginning 1-2021. Period. He did have a healed scar in the left inguinal area. Period. There was no tenderness or hernia by palpation. Period. It was thought he was suffering from ilioinguinal neuralgia secondary to and causally related to a work injury. He recommended an ilioinguinal nerve block to both diagnose and treat his pain. Period. This was conducted on 3-2-21. Period. On 3-16-21, he reported 20% improvement after the injection. Period. His last visit was on 4-13-21.